Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Are we ready for the celebrations of the day? That is the question today. National Punctuation Day, not Punch You Day, National Punctuation Day. I have no idea what this is. Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving, National Voter Registration Day. Energize Day. It's a day after the autumn equinox. So with all that being said, I think it's pretty simple to say we're just going to stick with National Cherries Jubilee Day. I think that's a pretty safe one, and that's where we will go. Let's look at the markets, see what the markets are doing today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's down about a little over 8 points, almost 9 points. S&P 500 down 5. NASDAQ down 52 points.
Ow!
A little loud there, guys, but that is a little bit painful as well. Oil is still down. Oil's down 82 cents a barrel, 57.82 a barrel. Now, we've been talking about oil since Iran apparently attacked the Saudi oil fields. So we've been watching that one. Look at a gallon of gasoline, $2.66 is the national average gallon of gasoline. Here in Calizuela, we are at $3.748, about a dime higher, 7 cents higher than they are in the oil producing state of Hawaii. We're also looking at $2.32.3 is the price in Mississippi. So we are watching that one as well for you. Obviously, Calizuela, the highest price gas in the land. What else we have on the look at the morning briefing today? Obviously, very fascinating. We are watching all of these the fun stuff out of Washington, D.C., because we're watching again as the president just plays the liberals like a drum. Fascinating story, because they're now the liberals, we're seeing this going on all Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer, crying Chuck, Jerry Nadler, lack of intelligence committee chairman Adam Schiff, all complaining about the president and the fact that they claim he's not following the law that they wrote poorly. So here's the issue, is they're claiming that with regard to Ukraine, the president didn't have the right to withhold any of the funding. And if you listen to the president, his commentary is, well, he does have that right. It's very clear he wants the other European nations to pay their fair share before we spend all of our money being the only one that's helping out. Dems don't understand that part. Then they say, well, the IG has come out and said that there could have been some misconceptions or impropriety. This is under the whistleblower laws. But the fact of the matter is, these whistleblower laws don't apply to the president of the United States. The whistleblower laws apply within the intelligence department and those people working for the intelligence department. The president does not work for the intelligence department, so the law there that they keep trying to claim that the president has violated does not apply to the president. They work for him. Unbelievable how they just cannot understand this. But you know something? They keep on going with it, and we get to just watch and laugh at them as they continue on with this controversy. And then the president comes out today and says, you know something, it's pretty simple. We were withholding money from Ukraine until some of the European countries started paying their share. Does anybody have a problem with that other than maybe some of the liberals that want to keep spending more and more money? Sounds like a good idea to me. I think that they should just keep it up way I see it, but that's just one individual here. So we're going to keep on watching that one. Watching also this morning, did you see the news out of Great Britain? They're saying that their high court says that their Boris Johnson violated the law by telling Parliament that they don't need to meet for a while. Well, it turns out that it's basically because Parliament doesn't want to follow the instructions of the people. The people of Great Britain have said over and over again they want out of the European Union. The parliamentarians there, they're saying, we know better than you. They want to maintain their power. That's all it is just a power hold. So they're saying they want to maintain the power. Well, now they've come up with this ruling from the court that says Parliament has to participate. Sounds to me like the people are going to revolt a little bit more just because they keep voting and saying, this is what we want. Parliament says, no, you don't. Sounds kind of like the Democrat Party, doesn't it? Moving right along in the morning briefing, federal prosecutors in California conducting a criminal investigation into e-cigarette maker Juul Labs. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that. The probe by the U.S. Attorney's Office of the Northern District of California is in its early stages, sources told the Journal. Juul has been blamed for a rise in vaping among teenagers. The FTC, the Food and Drug Administration, and several states' attorneys general are investigating their practices. We'll see what happens with that one. Moving right along in the daily briefing this morning. See what else is going on. Chinese authorities granted companies waivers to buy between 2 and 3 million tons of U.S. soybeans without being subject to retaliatory tariffs, according to people familiar with the situation. Yeah, they need food over there. They can tax the soybeans, but soybeans are what their people eat. So they're going to tax them coming in there. Guess what? They're not going to be able to eat. What's that going to do to the country? The move follows a meeting between trade officials from both countries in Washington, D.C., and ahead of a visit by China's Vice Premier Liu to America next month for high-level talks. Agricultural purchases have become a key pressure point in negotiations, with President Trump publicly questioning Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin yesterday over a decision to cancel a Chinese delegation visit to the U.S. last week, saying, I want them to buy farm products. What they didn't say in that same meeting was the orders had already been placed. I think it was like 10 shiploads of soybean already in transport. Just watch that one for you also. PIMCO Group CIO Dan Iveson discusses the risks and opportunities in emerging markets and where investors can find high conviction ideas globally. That's a new story out there today. Watch for that one. The continuing fallout from allegations again around President Trump's phone call. Nothing going to happen there. That'll be a fascinating. It might just make a little bit more, what's the word we're looking for? It might make the Democrat Party look a little bit more foolish, but you know something? They don't need a whole lot of help in that. They're doing it really, really well on their own. Watching the markets as well, they've been moving sideways. What does that mean? Does it mean that the stock markets are going to go higher or lower? Generally, when we see markets that have been going up as much as our stock market has been going up, as measured by the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, when you start settling down and going sideways a bit, it's basically just backfilling. And as they backfill, that gets ready for another move, generally in the same direction as prior to that sideways move. So if it was going up, which it has been, and it goes sideways for a little bit, that's usually taking a break. That's usually a good thing. And you can start seeing where the market's going to probably head in another leg upward. Now, I know we keep hearing a lot about a recession coming. And you hear the buzzword. I just heard this the other day about the last nine recessions have been preceded by an inverse yield curve. And I don't want to get into the technicalities of that, but the yield curve is inverted like four or five times where there was no recession that followed. So we're watching that one very, very closely as well, so we can report that back to you. We are in a very, very long term of expansion. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, what it really means there is that the economy has been growing. Now, we know that it was pretty much of an anemic growth during the Obama years. It's picked up almost doubled or tripled during the Trump years so far. I know we hear our Democrat friends saying, well, that was all because of what President Obama did. You don't think that he would have tripled it if he could? Just throw that out there for some of you that are on the opposite side of the street, just to give you a little bit of info there. But the bottom line is the markets are probably going to head a little bit higher, and it's been odd, a little bit of an odd situation, because we've been seeing the stock market going up, and usually interest rates go up at the same time because the bond market goes down. This time, that has not been happening. That has not been the case. Why? Well, the main reason that we haven't seen that type of a normal market flow is because so many economies around the world are not doing well. You look at Germany, and their interest rate now is a negative 0.599. Do you think that people who have an option would rather be putting their money into the German 10-year bond at negative interest rates or into the U.S. 10-year treasury at 1.66 positive? They bring their money from other countries over here, and that's the reason why they continue to do these things. That's why there's more demand for the bond. As the bond demand goes up, the bond price goes down, or the bond prices, the yield is continuing to drop. That's why the bond demand up, price up, yield down. That's the bottom line to it. We're going to chat more about that as the day goes on, as the weeks go on. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Should you fix your house up or sell it? Got a little bit of a head start on that conversation yesterday with Kathleen Garrido, how to budget for costly home repairs, understanding the perk of a credit card extended warranty, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Checking out the mortgage market right now. The mortgage bonds are up. Interest rates are down just a little bit from the closing prices yesterday. Let's take a look at what's going on. Stocks are higher. Mortgage bonds trading near unchanged levels. Again, a little bit, just a touch higher. Housing news, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which is considered the gold standard for appreciation, was released. Case-Shiller has a few indices, two of which we pay the most attention to, the National Index and the 20-City Index. The National Index, which covers all nine U.S. Census divisions, reported a 3.2% annual gain in July, remaining stable from June, which was revised slightly higher. The 20-City Index moderated from 2.2% to 2% on a year-over-year basis. Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Charlotte led the gains. We're going to share some of these charts with you in our social media channels, the FHFA Housing, FHFA Federal Housing Finance Agency released their house price index, which measures home price appreciation on single-family homes with conforming loan limits. Today's report showed that home prices rose 0.2% in June and 5% year-over-year. This was an acceleration from the previous report, which was reported at 4.8%. Logical to think that the FHFA report is running hotter than the Case-Shiller, as it covers homes with conforming loan limits, which does not have to build, likely represents lower-priced homes, which are very high in demand. That the bottom line is that homes near the median home price, those are the ones that are the hottest ones selling right now. And the higher you go away from that, the worse they are performing. By region, we're looking 0.5% up for the Pacific region month over month, 4.6% year over year. Good numbers for the West Coast. Mortgage bonds still trading in a narrow 17 basis point range between support at their 50-day moving average and a ceiling of resistance at their 25-day moving average. Breakout is coming, and there is a pennant formation. So basically what we look at is what the charts are saying. What can we anticipate? Again, the charts look like a pennant. Generally, when they break out, as the pennant squeezes closer at the ends, when they break out, the norm is that it'll break out in the same direction that it was going previously. So we're going to watch that one for you very, very closely. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs, they've got the products. You've got the phone, make the call, and just see how you can improve your family situation. We've been talking about this for a while now. And we've got quite a few people that are now saying, you know something, I understand what you're saying, Ron. We want to get onto the bandwagon. We want to figure out how we can be in place to lock and load, right? Be ready as soon as interest rates really get attractive. And we've got a lot of families that are in that position right now. They're sitting there, and they've got the Home Digest, and it's free. In fact, not only is the Home Digest free, we almost pay you to take it. Right, so you go to SLT Home Digest, www.sltHomeDigest.com, or you can text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Either way you get it, doesn't matter. Get the digest. Now, here's the special bonus for you on the digest. When you get your copy of the digest, forward a copy to dining@ronsiegelradio.com. We're going to put you in two different drawings, and we'll do each of them at the end of the month. One is for a $100 restaurant gift certificate. The other one is for a three-day trip to Las Vegas, a certificate for a three-day trip to Vegas. How much more can we do to try and get you information that's good for you and your family? Now, when you get the digest, it'll give you some indication of what your property, it'll first it'll tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. But then it's going to also tell you what the community, the city, the marketplace knows about your property, what they feel about your property, value, appreciation, equity. And is there an opportunity for you to maybe save a little money by doing a restructuring? Maybe you want to do some home improvements, maybe debt consolidation. All of those are options. We just want you to have some good information there, and we believe that the Digest will get you the best information on the market. So that's why we're giving it to you for free. You know, there's a lot of places that could go out there and charge for great data like this. It's our belief as a thank you for you listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We want to just give it to you. Cost you absolutely nothing. You get the data. You make the decisions what's right for you and your family. Again, just a free gift from Ron Siegel Radio. And then get the drawing for the $100 restaurant certificate, the drawing for the trip to or the Las Vegas certificate, 3 days in Las Vegas. Those are just a little bonuses for you, because we want to make sure that, you know, how do you say no to all these things we just give you to try and make things better for you, for your family? It doesn't help us at all. We know the information. So that's just a little bennies from being a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. One of the things obviously people are doing right now, a lot of, is they're looking at home repairs, home modifications. See, when the interest rates drop like they've dropped recently, and they've been going, you know, they've been, like I said, they've been fluctuating, but they're still in the low threes, mid threes, low fours, depending upon what you're doing and what you qualify for. Depending upon all these different issues, the idea that comes out and we say, okay, well, you know, so maybe you want to do some home improvement. How do you budget for that? We know that owning a home is expensive enough without costly home repairs. You want to be prepared for any emergencies that may arise, but you also don't want to put a big strain on your budget. Here's some ideas on how you can budget for home repairs without breaking the bank. Contribute to a home repair fund. When setting aside money for home repairs, financial experts typically recommend that you save 1% of your property's purchase price each year. This gives you a cushion for any repairs that may come up throughout the year. However, if your house is a bit older and will likely need more repairs, it's recommended that you save closer to 3%. For example, if you have a newer house that costs $500,000, try putting away $5,000 a year for home repairs. If you have an older home worth $200,000, you should set aside $6,000 each year for your home repair fund. What do you do with that money? So here's my suggestion. This is what I would do. I'm not giving you any financial advice. Is take that money each year and set it into a Roth IRA if you qualify. Again, talk to your financial advisor, talk to your CPA. You put that money into a Roth IRA so it's growing tax-free. That way it's set aside, out of sight, out of mind. And when you need it, it's been growing all that time. There's no penalties on taking the principal out. As I understand it, again, talk to your CPA. But no penalties when you take the principal out. It's the earnings that you have to wait until retirement age. But at least you're setting that money aside. Might be difficult at first, especially if you're not used to saving money for repairs. But getting in the habit of contributing to separate emergency funds can improve how you handle money and will make you more budget savvy, even if you're a beginner. Do the repairs yourself when possible. That would be for somebody like me, never. Many home repairs and home maintenance tasks are not as complicated as you might think. For me, they are. If you're good at DIY home maintenance, simple home repairs such as refinishing hardwood floors, replacing a toilet, or fixing a garbage disposal may be something you can do on your own. Before requesting service for someone to professionally fix the problem, see if it's something you can do yourself. But if it's a more difficult repair and you're not confident in your abilities, it's likely better to opt for someone to help you rather than do it yourself. Prioritize repairs. Some home repairs are more pressing than others. So you need to prioritize which repairs by which ones are most important. For example, you might have been saving up for a new roof, but if you decide to spend your savings on a new conditioner, you'll be in a tight spot when it's time for you to get that new roof. Your home can fall to unexpected damages, so it can be difficult to plan or prioritize repairs. But try to be aware of home repairs and, if possible, prioritize which ones are most important. Try to tackle those first before you fund smaller, less important repairs. You might be looking for a home warranty. The majority of repairs you'll need to do in your house are for the systems and appliances in your home that malfunction or quit working. One way to budget for these costly repairs is by purchasing a home warranty. Affordable Home Warranty companies only charge $400, $500, $600 each year for coverage. There are various companies out there. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with one of the reputable ones. There are other ways you can find to save money. I recommend taking a look at all of them. Call your cable. I just did this with our phone bill, and not been a big fan of Verizon lately because they keep messing up my orders. But I call them up and I said, you know something, would you take a look at my last few months worth of bills and see what we're doing in our data plans? Because we had unlimited on all of them and not all of our lines needed. I don't need an unlimited line on each of our iPads and air cards and phones. Some do, some don't. I asked them, we were able to save, I think, about $40 a month. Just a thought for you. Avoid taking out a loan or opening a new credit card for repairs. That's a problem unless you've got a serious emergency and you have no choice. That is an option of last choice. But if you start making these plans now and put away a few $100 a month every single month, you'll find that you'll be much better off in the long run. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, should you fix your house up or sell it? Understanding the perk of credit card extended warranties. We'll talk about that one. Might get to some must-do moves for choosing a wealth management firm, how to bypass trust works in an estate plan. And we might even get to some viewer questions and listener questions with all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com, or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you've already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the market thinks about your property. Either one of those apps, they're both free from Ron Siegel Radio. Again, on the Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, send a copy of the report, the digest, once you get your copy. Forward a copy of it to dining at ronsiegelradio.com. Get into the raffle for the $100 restaurant certificate and the three-day certificate for Las Vegas. Get each of those for you. Should you fix your house up or sell now? That's the question. If you're thinking about remodeling your house before you list it, take a look at these three tips to help you decide if you really need to fix it up before you sell. The answer may surprise you. With the fall season upon us, change is in the air for many families. Children are growing up and moving out of the house, maybe leaving for college or taking a jump into the working world. Parents are finding themselves as empty nesters for the first time. The question inevitably arises, is it finally time to downsize? If you're pondering that thought, you may also be wondering if you should fix up your house before you sell it or go straight to the market as is, allowing a potential buyer to do the updates and remodeling. If you're one of the many homeowners in this camp, here are a few tips to help you decide which way to go. Number one, analyze your market. A real estate professional can help you understand your market and the potential level of buyer interest and demand for your home. Are you in a seller's market or a buyer's market? This can change based on the price range of your home, too. A professional can give you some insight on what you can change or remodel and how to declutter your house to make it attractive to buyers in your area. We did a whole broadcast on that yesterday. If you missed it, go into the ronsiegelradio.com radio archives, and you can grab a copy of that. Listen to our conversation with Kathleen Garrido yesterday. Again, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives from yesterday. Number two, get an inspector. Right now, the average length of time a family stays in a home is between 9 and 10 years. That's a little longer than the historical average. So if you've been living in your home for a while, it might be time to make some significant improvements. Think electrical system, HVAC systems. That's your air conditioner. Roof, siding, etc. An inspector can give you a better idea of the condition of your home, if it is up to current code standards, and recommendations on how to have your house ready before you put it on the market. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Hammond Inspections. No, I don't work for them. I don't get compensated by them. They don't pay to be on the radio broadcast. None of that stuff. They just do a good job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Number three, decide if you need to remodel. May also be thinking about driving buyer appeal with something like a kitchen or a bathroom remodel. If so, first dig into the market value of your home and compare it to the actual cost of the remodel. A local real estate professional can help you determine your home's market value, and you'll want to get a few quotes from contractors on the potential remodel pricing as well. Once you have those two factors narrowed down, you can decide if a remodel will give you a return on your investment when you sell. Oftentimes, it's actually more advantageous to price your house to sell, list it competitively, maybe aggressively, and then let the buyer pick the colors they want for the bathroom tiles and type of countertop they prefer. The 2019 Cost versus Value Report in Remodeling Magazine compares the average cost for remodeling projects with the values those projects typically retain at resale. Bottom line, nationwide inventory is low, meaning there is a less than a six-month housing supply needed for a normal market. This drives buyer demand, creating we can help you confidently determine what the best price is. So give us a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with a great real estate professional anywhere within the sound of my voice to help you. I don't do that kind of stuff. I put you in touch with the right people. Their job to give you the market information. They're the experts on that part of the program. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you found that dream home, again, what you want to do is get the digest. And, hey, maybe I'll even win a free trip to Las Vegas. Maybe you'll even win the restaurant. There's certificates for both, restaurant and for Las Vegas. You just have to send a copy of your digest, once you get it, to SLT Home, to dining at ronsiegelradio.com, dining at ronsiegelradio.com. So we do a lot of talking about your estate planning, and I get this question about a bypass trust for estates, and what does it mean, who needs it? So I thought I'd give you some information. Again, I'm just giving you education. Hopefully I'll give you a few questions to ask the experts. No legal advice here. So creating an estate plan is an important step in managing wealth. This is especially true if you're married and want to leave assets to your spouse. A bypass trust could help your estate planning depending on your financial goals. Understanding a bypass trust and its benefits may help you if it's right for your financial plan. So what is a bypass trust? A bypass trust, or an AB trust, is a legal arrangement that allows married couples to avoid estate tax on certain assets when one spouse passes away. When one spouse dies, the estate's assets are split into two separate trusts. The first part is the marital trust, or A trust. The second is a bypass family, or B trust. The marital trust is a revocable trust that belongs to the surviving spouse. A revocable trust has terms that can be changed by the person who established the trust. The family or B trust is irrevocable, meaning its terms cannot be changed. When the first spouse passes away, their share of the estate goes into the family or B trust. The surviving spouse does not own those assets, but can access the trust during their lifetime and receive income from it. The portion of the estate that does not go into the B trust is placed into the A or marital trust. The surviving spouse has complete control over this trust, part of the trust. They can sell, spend, or give away assets as they see fit. The surviving spouse may act as a trustee of a bypass trust or name someone else trustee. It's the trustee's responsibility to ensure that assets from the couple's estate are divided appropriately into each part of the trust. The trustee also oversees asset management as outlined by the terms of the trust. So why would you use a bypass trust or an estate for estate planning? The bypass trust can minimize federal and state estate taxes for married couples who have substantial assets. That's why we talk about it. With a family or B portion of the trust, assets up to an annual exemption limit are not subject to federal estate taxes. For example, 2019, that limit is $11.4 million, which doubles to $22.8 million for married couples. If assets family trust do not exceed that amount, they would not be subject to federal estate tax. Assets in a marital trust that are held by the surviving spouse are not subject to federal or estate tax. The surviving spouse can also extend tax and credit shelter benefits to his or her heirs. Secondary trusts can hold assets that will be passed on to children or grandchildren. Additionally, assets in a bypass trust allows the surviving spouse to avoid probate. Always want to avoid probate. Again, these are very specialized trusts. These are for the high net worth listeners. But you want to make sure that you have some sort of a trust. It does not matter to me what your assets are. As long as you have any kind of assets, you want to make sure that you give me a call at 800-306-1990 and get a trust set up. It's very, very important that you have a trust set up for your family. It is your last gift to your heirs, so they're not worried about your assets and how you wanted to have them divided. once you pass. Now, if you have a better solution and you don't plan on passing, then, well, maybe you got to figure something else out and deal with it that way. But most of us are gonna exit at some point in time. We don't want our loved ones to be fighting after we're gone. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, talk a little bit about the perk of credit card extended warranties is our topic today in the Your Credit Matters segment. We'll get that one out there for you. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. You just need to go on the site, get connected, talk to our friend Jeff Sipes at Blue Water Credit, and get on the program. Understanding the perk of credit card extended warranty. That is our subject today. Many manufacturers warranty their products against defects or certain other issues for a period of time. This is known as the manufacturer's limited warranty, and depending upon the product, it might provide coverage for a period as short as 30 days or as long as 3 or more years. In many cases, by swiping the right piece of plastic at checkout, you can get an automatic credit card extended warranty. What is extended warranty coverage? An extended warranty is any coverage that goes beyond what the manufacturer provides automatically when you buy a product. Extended warranties are often available for purchases from third parties. For example, you might purchase an appliance at a home improvement store like Home Depot, or a piece of electronics at a big box store like Best Buy. When you pay, you might be asked if you want to purchase extra warranty coverage for several years beyond the manufacturer warranty. In some cases, these warranties step in to provide additional coverage, such as replacing the product if it is damaged or falls victim to typical wear and tear. What is credit card extended warranty? Some credit card accounts come with a special perk. If you purchase a qualifying product with your card, the card network backs your purchase with an extended warranty coverage. The extended warranty coverage that comes with some of the best credit cards usually extends the manufacturer's warranty for up to a year longer. The length of an extended warranty offered can vary by card, and the credit card network won't extend a warranty past a certain time. Typically, if the manufacturer offers more than a 5-year limited warranty, no card network adds time to that. Some only add time to the manufacturer's warranty is 3 years or less. Others only add to a manufacturer's warranty that ends within 12 months. So how do you know if your card includes extended warranty protection? Many major cards, including some on Visa, American Express, and MasterCard networks, offer this warranty protection. The best way to find out if your credit card includes this perk is to read your benefits guide. It's included in the paperwork that came with your card. You can also usually find this information online if you have an online account for the card, or you can call the customer service number for your credit card issuer and ask. does my Visa card have an extended warranty? If your card is a Visa Signature card, then this extra perk is included. Simply look for the words Visa Signature on the front of the card. If you don't see those words, consult your benefits paperwork or call the customer service to get details. Yes, some of the Capital One cards do have it, yet some Costco-branded Visa cards include an extended warranty. That's a part of it. So how does the Visa or other extended warranty work? Credit card extended warranty programs have some unique guidelines, but do tend to follow the same overall concept. You pay for an eligible item with your credit card. If a covered issue arises after the warranties, the manufacturer's warranty coverage is up, but before the extended time period covered by the card network, then you can file a claim. If you want the numbers, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll get you the numbers for those different claim departments. You can pay for extra credit protection as well. Lots of opportunity and options for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Our friend Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit. We're working on another Southern California option as well. So give us a call again, 800-306-1990. Got a lot of different providers. And as we make some modifications to the broadcast over the next short period of time, we'll have a lot more benefits and enhancements, I think. We'll have a lot bigger range of people to chat with as well. So we're going to be looking for a lot of enhancements to the programs for you. Always looking to see how we can make this program better for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Taking a look, let's see if we can find some questions. Sometimes we get these different questions that come in from listeners. We're always looking to see which ones might make sense. A lot of times if there's a question that comes in repeatedly, we do find that that might be something that many people are questioning. So it might be beneficial for us to talk about it on the broadcast. I always hear this one, best countries to retire in. That's going to have a lot to do with what our elections come up with coming up very soon, is where the state is of the United States, where the state is of our economy, what we're electing. I said this, I think, on the broadcast yesterday. I got some people that did not like hearing it when I said that if somebody like an Elizabeth Warren is elected, our economy will tank within 2 months. And it's very simple. The people that have wealth just are not going to be willing to risk the idea of what will happen under her administration based on everything she's been saying lately. So what will end up happening is all of that money, the wealth, will move to other countries. You have a run on the capital system. What do you think that's going to do? Doesn't have a good effect on our system. Question here, I want to start investing as I start my new career. Get a good hold of a good financial advisor. There are many of them that will help with these small accounts, with the beginner accounts. Get educated. I am not a big fan of the 401k after you meet the match. So if they've got a match for you, take everything up to the match. Thereafter, again, I'm not giving financial advice. My opinion is index universal life policies. How to save for a down payment on a house. I see this one all the time. Again, I spoke a little earlier about the Roth IRA. If you qualify, a Roth IRA is a good place to start saving for a down payment. You put the money in there after tax. The growth distribution is tax-free at retirement. But you're leaving your money there. You put them in the bank and you put them in anything else where there's any high risk. You're not going to get the return on investment. So we're really wanting to have that money into that account. The growth is taxed when it comes out. Talk to your financial planner. There may be some exceptions for you. But the principal that you put in is not. So, again, talk to your financial advisor. Should I pay off my mortgage or credit cards first? Well, being that I'm not a big fan of paying off mortgages, I would always say get those credit cards paid off first. They're generally going to be at a higher interest rate. So work on those if you're looking to buy something. So if you've got a mortgage, you'd already have the house. You might look and see what your blended household debt is. What is your blended household debt? That's always a big issue. Once you know what your blended household debt is, you can find out, you might even, if you've got equity in your property, it might be beneficial for you to refinance, restructure your home loan, and get a new loan, get that debt paid off. Don't run it back up again. That's the big issue. A lot of people will run that back up, and that's a problem. So just a few questions there for you. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Somewhere.